Before we get started with today's episode, I have a quick invitation for you. If your podcast is not seeing results you'd hope for, meaning leads, email subscribers, sales, clients, whatever it is, I want to help you. For a limited time, I'm offering free podcast mini audits for as long as you hear this ad running to help you see exactly what's working, what's not working, and how to fix those gaps or those little pesky holes in your bucket. All you have to do is fill out a quick Google form, and I will send back a personalized video audit with feedback tailored specifically to your show. This will give you clarity that you need to move forward, fixing those gaps, those holes, whatever you have, to help bring in those leads and sales that you want. Head to the link in the show notes to grab your audit today. Now, on to the episode. Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. If this happens to be your first episode, I am so glad you are here. My name is Allison Nitsch. I am a podcast strategist helping women entrepreneurs launch, grow, and monetize their podcast by turning listeners into clients and leads through their own offers and services. And today I am talking about something that I know so many of you are craving right now, and you are just wanting to know how to get visible without social media, or even just the social media burnout. I do have a lot of people who love being on social media, so I don't want to convince anyone to not be on social media, but I also have a lot of people who are burnt out, and we want to get visible, and I said we, without being on Instagram, TikTok, all the places. If you've ever thought, I am so tired of constantly posting, I am not one to dance for an algorithm, I do not like coming up with trends. One of the things I hate is finding trending audio. Nobody even really sees it, at least on my end anyway. If you have great engagement, oh my gosh, keep doing what you're doing. But this episode is for you if you are like me. Your podcast can and should be the most powerful visibility tool you have. It can be your marketing engine. It can be the one thing you focus on, and then everything else can fall from it. It doesn't have to stand by itself. I have seen so many people think that starting a podcast would be so much work, and it is a lot of work. I'm not going to discount that. But when you take away the other stuff that you are having to put your focus on, it does become easier. So today I want to walk you through 7 ways, and I know there's more than 7, but I really just found 7 to be the ones I wanted to talk about that can help you grow your visibility off of social media if that's something that you choose to do. And this is all built around your podcast so that you can attract the right listeners and clients, and we don't want to be burning out in the process. So I went through a phase of posting, I think I did 45 days in a row of posting reels at the beginning of 2025. And if you look at my feed, it got very quiet after that. So I'll be very honest. I used to think that visibility meant showing up on social media or everywhere, really, like all the time. Like the first thing I think about when I think of visibility is I need to post on Instagram and trying to keep up with the stories, creating the reels, and I don't know, and still find somehow to record my podcast. It was all too much. But what I did learn, both for myself and for my clients, and not all of my clients. Some of my clients do amazing on Instagram. They have a huge following and they obviously need to stay there. And it's all in what works for you. But what I have found for me is that your podcast can do so much of the heavy lifting for you when you know how to make it visible in the right ways. And the best part is that none of it does have to be dealing with social media, being glued to your phone. So I'm going to go through 7 ways. Again, I said there's more, but the main 7 that I could think of when I was outlining this episode anyway, to help you get more visibility, at least to your podcast, so that it can be your marketing engine. And that way, I'm just going to tell you right now, ever since I put all of my focus into my podcast, and I'm not going to say I let social media go. I've told y'all before, if you've listened to me, I have a love-hate relationship with social media. There are days I love it, and there are days I am just like, I don't want to be on there. I don't want to have to depend on it. And that's when I decided my podcast comes first. And if I choose to post something on social media, just know that it is something that came from a podcast episode. I am no longer going to take time out of my day to create content specifically for social media. I will take pieces of an episode and then I will repurpose it. So that way I'm not having to come up with several different things, because gosh, you know that coming up with something to post on Instagram, it's time consuming. It is. The the hook that you have to be able to use to stop someone's scroll just to get them to stop and look at it. And that's only if they show it to people. I mean, if they're not even going to show it to people who follow you, then you have to be extra specific about it so that you're catching people who have no idea who you are. So that's just kind of my two cents right there. But we'll leave it at that. I'm not anti-social media. I just don't want to have to rely on it for marketing. And ever since I have put my podcast first, I'm just going to tell you, things have been a lot easier. And if I want to come up with Instagram content, I already have it. I just have to actually create it. So that's another problem. Okay, let's go over the 7 ways you can become visible with your podcast. Now, the first one is not going to be of any surprise, and that is podcast SEO. So let's just start with the foundation, and that is the podcast itself. If your show is optimized for search, and I'm going to link, I believe it's episode 18 in the description below. That was a whole episode I did on podcast SEO, and I have invited an SEO expert to join the podcast, so be on the lookout for that probably in January, but we'll see. But if your show is optimized for search, meaning that you have keywords in your show title, in your episode titles, they're in your descriptions, show and episode description, your podcast has a much higher chance of becoming discoverable 24/7 when someone puts a search keyword in Apple or Spotify, or we're going to get a little bit more into using the podcast host for SEO. Because I've done a lot of digging on SEO, and I'm also, like I'm saying, I'm learning a lot more. But even like with your blog post, using SEO, that's all going to help you become more discoverable, whether it's Google or within the podcast apps, anything like that. So you don't have to push your content out to the places all the time. It can work for you in the background. People can be searching a topic. They can put that keyword, like I said, in Apple, Spotify, whatever host, oh, not host, but whatever player they use, and you hopefully show up. That's long-term visibility. We're not playing with an algorithm there. The algorithm cannot take that away from you. If someone is searching for you and you show up, that's what we want. We want that to be part of it. So what I would say to do is find a keyword that you think you want to be known for. And I say think because we do have to do some keyword research, and that's a different topic, but not a different topic, but a different episode, I should say. And I'm not the expert in that. So, but think of a keyword you think you might be known for or that you want to be known for, and go type that in and see what pops up. If you don't pop up at all, that means you do not have your show optimized for that keyword. Or it could just be an overly broad used keyword, and that's hard too. But at least it gives you a starting point. I had a client that I did an audit for, and we found out that she was not showing up in search for her show, but one of her episodes did for the keyword. So at least something popped up, but that just went to show her that she needs to use that keyword in more of her stuff, more like her show description, even in her, maybe her subtitle, things like that. But a little pro tip here, if you use phrases your audience would actually search for, not clever titles, but like actual search terms, like I just, for example, this one might be how to grow a podcast without social media. That's very broad, but it will outperform if I were to put something like growing or growth. Let's talk about podcast growth or something like that. Just every single time you think of what somebody would be searching for, that's just going to help it out a little bit more. And again, if you want to learn more about podcast SEO, and I will be doing many more episodes on this, so it's not just this one and episode 18, check that one out. And I'll link it below, like I said. Okay, the second, and these are not really in any particular order, I would say podcast SEO is a big one, but it is a slow growth, so it's not going to just happen overnight. But I have heard SEO experts say that podcast growth works a lot faster than, let's just say, website SEO. So there's that. Okay. But the second one is Pinterest. Now, I will say that I am not on Pinterest yet. I have hired someone to help me with this because Pinterest is not my zone of genius. And even though I could learn how to do it, I just don't want to take the time to do it. So I have hired someone who knows how to do it, and they're going to set mine up for me. But I will now be posting pins to Pinterest to bring traffic back to my podcast. But you have to remember, Pinterest is not social media. It's a search engine. So when people go to Pinterest, they are searching for things. And no, they're not just searching for recipes and outfits and things like that. People are searching business terms. So really take into consideration that if you are taking your episode transcripts and you are turning them into a blog, you can definitely pin that to Pinterest. So if you need help turning your episodes into blogs, I do have a resource for you. It's my podcast blog builder. I actually call her Bailey Blog Builder. It's a custom GPT that I use every single week for my episodes. I literally just have to take my transcript, plop it in there, and she turns it into a fully SEO optimized blog post with headings, with everything, with the meta description. The only thing I have to do is skim through it, make sure it's the way I want it, and she didn't tweak anything to say something completely opposite. Or sometimes I'll say a word and she thinks I said something else. But otherwise, it's my voice. It's my episode. So it's me talking. It's not like I gave her a prompt and she spit out a blog post. It is literally my transcript in the blog post form. So it's so amazing. I love it. I've used it so much and I have worked very hard to get it exactly the way I like it. And I'm now offering it to you. So if you want to check that out, I will have that linked below as well. But what's so great about Pinterest is that your content lives forever on there. I am actually hearing Jenna Kutcher in my head because she's so big on Pinterest, but I think of there's a graph and it's like Pinterest is one of the longest lasting. I know there's like a couple more above that. And honestly, I haven't even heard of them, but between that and the others, it lasts so much longer. Like a single pin can drive traffic for months or even years, whereas a social media post, it's going to disappear in 24, maybe we'll be on the kind side and say 36, 48 hours. I know some people have had posts that take off for weeks. That's probably very rare, but I know my posts don't even go to my own people who follow me. So I'm not going to depend on everyone seeing my Instagram post. So think of something as far as Pinterest being something that will help you really get that traffic back to your podcast. And if you already have a few podcast graphics, you can reuse them. You can just pin them at, of course, putting them in the, you know, pin format, the sizing, right, and all of that. So I don't know Pinterest's best interest. I might ask a Pinterest person to come on here and speak to us about it, but I know that pinning it back to a blog works best. So I know you can pin back to your website. Usually you want them to go back to your website in some way. I know you can pin back to an actual episode. The only thing with that is if you're pinning to Apple and someone listens to Spotify, that's kind of like doing a disservice. They're going to not even try to find it because it didn't go straight to them, especially if they're in a hurry or whatever. But I highly recommend turning your episodes into blogs. Again, you can check out my podcast blog builder and you can have a blog post within 15 minutes and it will create it within seconds, but then you need to go through and look at it and actually upload it to your website. Okay, the third thing is email marketing. And you've heard me talk about this before, and it is, I went back and forth with email marketing. I think I've talked about this before. I had an email list. I kind of quit emailing and then I just stopped and then I got rid of it. And then I started back up again and I didn't want to email people that I had already had on my list because I'm like, you know what? They haven't heard from me. I'm not bothered. I wouldn't want to be bothered 2 years later. So no, but I'm really leaning into email marketing now. I did not think of it as powerful as it is. For a while, I was like, you know, I don't need an email list. I'm fine. I can do what I do already. But I think having a way to nurture someone is so, and even though your podcast nurtures your listeners, the only downfall of podcasting is that there's no way for us to have interaction with each other. Even if you do Buzzsprout or another podcast platform that allows you to text the host, unless you give them your email address. So the thing about email is you get them onto the email list and then you can actually have conversations with them. That's what I think is so powerful. But you can also send out a weekly newsletter, and within that newsletter, you highlight that week's episode. Now, I will say gone are the days that one email is only about that episode. It can be. However, you want to wrap a story into it or something else. It's not just a new episode out today. Here's what we talked about. And, you know, some people used to just take their episode description, put it in an email and send it out. And that used to work, but not anymore. So maybe share a story or a tip or at least one takeaway from that episode. Go a little bit more in depth and then give them a reason to go listen to it. You don't have to write a full newsletter, but just repurpose what you've already been saying. Or if you're doing a weekly newsletter already, add a blurb at the bottom that says this week on the podcast, or I don't know, I come up with Podcast Insider. I don't know if I'm going to use that or not. So feel free to steal it. I don't care. But emails not only drive listeners back to you, but they also, it nurtures your audience between the episodes. So I actually send, right now I send out my newsletter the same day as my podcast episode. And if you're listening, you may be thinking, I'm not getting your newsletter. Well, by the time you hear this, I will have been sending out weekly newsletters religiously now. I got away from it. I'm getting back into it. And I hope to really go in depth on my newsletters. I want to really build a relationship with you. So if you're on my newsletter, respond to me, let me know. I would love to talk to you. But it just kind of builds that relationship that maybe you don't have on social media. Yeah, we have the DMs on social media. And I will say that's what I do love about social media. But I don't know, just people will read their emails or they don't read their emails. It's kind of a toss up. Inside my accelerator, this is one of the things that I help my clients with. Add them into your email, however you do your email, but without feeling salesy, without just saying, go listen to my podcast. One of the things that I heard recently is if you listen to Amy Porterfield's podcast, she had a whole episode on how she does her newsletters, and I really liked it. You might see some similarities because I may kind of borrow what she said, but if I can link that episode below, I will. But it was really good, and it kind of gave me a different twist into email marketing because I was just like, what do I write in a newsletter? I don't know. But when she talked about it, it's just a way for people to get to know her and tell her side of the things. And I don't know, it just kind of made me think, I want to do that too. So email marketing is very powerful. You can also sell from your emails. So if someone doesn't buy from your podcast episode alone, they might get on your email list and then you may have talked to them into it through email. But don't discount that your podcast didn't do the job too, because more than likely the podcast got them onto the email. So the podcast still did work. I keep saying this. I know I say it a lot, but I will talk about that forever. Okay. Number four is guesting on other podcasts. The best way to get into other people's ears is to borrow someone else's audience. And I know it's not always easy or, you know, we don't like pitching ourselves, but it is a fast way to grow your audience when you borrow someone else's. Because, and especially if you're podcasting and people are listening to a podcast, wouldn't you want to be on a podcast? That's kind of my take on it. But find shows that are very that complement yours, meaning they're going to have very similar audiences. Maybe they serve it in a different way, but they have, like, their audience could potentially be your potential clients. That's what I'm trying to say. And you want to have, if you're going to pitch somebody, please back it up with value and make sure that you are not just sending someone some random messages. Please make sure that you have researched who you are pitching to, connect what you want to talk about, your expertise, with their audience, because if it does not benefit their audience, it's just a waste of their time. I know so many people are talking about that they don't even open pitch emails. So you might have to get a little, I don't know, what was I going to say? Kind of, you might have to dig a little deeper in ways to get their attention, but it is worth it. And every guest appearance you're on, it really does introduce you to a whole new pool of listeners who, they already love podcasts. It's a much warmer audience than the cold social media followers that you might be attracting with reels. And again, it's just another way to build collaborations, which is number five. So yes, guesting on podcast is collaborating, but cross-promoting, collaborating with other people. If you're partnering with another podcaster or business owner, maybe you can swap promotions. Maybe you bring each other's episodes in your emails, or I've heard of promo swaps or even trailer swaps where people, I've not had any clients do this, but I've heard it, where they will play someone else's trailer and say, if you've been listening or if you like, I don't know, like, here's the trailer. I said, you know, I go listen to it. I don't know. I don't know another way to say that. Or I've done a collaboration through Instagram together where we created one reel and we shared it with each other. It just builds visibility through someone else. It's collaborating. It's community. It's, I don't know, it's just a low pressure way to grow. When I work on visibility strategies with clients in the accelerator, it kind of points clients to realize that, oh, I don't have to do this alone. I can collaborate with someone else and it could be much simpler. You can do this through bundles and summits. Another thing I'm going to talk about in a minute, but referrals, but it's just collaborate with other people. Let them know that you want to not just them share your stuff, but you switch. Basically, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you're sharing, hey, I'll help you if you help me type thing. Number six kind of goes with Pinterest, and that is blogging and show notes that use SEO. So I talked in the previous episode the difference between show notes and episode descriptions, but just in case, the episode description, okay, so in my technical world of podcasting, and I have heard other podcasters say this, so I'm like, okay, it's not just something I made up. The episode description is what is in your player. So if you are on Apple, if you're on Spotify, if you're in iHeart, if you're in Pandora, whatever the blurb is under where you are listening, that's the episode description. Show notes, which is used very interchangeably, are what go on your blog post, on your website. So some people just take what is in that episode description, a short summary, bullet points, and then they put it on a blog on their website and they call it the show notes with all the links and everything else. So that is something you want to think about, or you could do what I do and completely turn it into a blog post, which adds even more SEO value and helps you rank much more for keywords. But if your podcast episodes live on your website, those pages are what can be optimized for Google search. And remember, Google search is a big deal. So you want to use your episode titles and keywords in your show notes. You want to add timestamps if you can. That's not necessary. Short summaries, or you could do the full blog post, whichever you choose. Include key phrases that your audience would be searching for. That way your podcast can show up in Google. And not just in the podcast apps, because not everyone even thinks to go search in the podcast apps. But if someone is searching for something on Google, your blog would pop up. And then hopefully within your blog, you paste your episode player with an embed code. And then they will notice right away, oh, this is a podcast episode. So that not only boosts your being discovered, but it gives your website a little bit more authority. Like, oh, this helps people know who I am, and just kind of builds your brand visibility too. And again, I have that podcast blog builder in the episode description below if you want to grab that. Okay. And then the last one I have today, which I did kind of sort of mention already, is getting visible through referrals and word of mouth. The more people that know you even have a podcast, the better. So don't ever underestimate the power of just personal recommendations, someone talking to somebody else about your podcast. So when you give your listeners a reason to share your show, whether you're telling them, you know, something, I don't know, just like a powerful takeaway, a relatable story, maybe it's a resource, they're going to go tell their friends. I can think of several times that I've recommended to one of my closest friends that I'm like, you need to hear this podcast episode or on this episode. And I will always link it. So if she wants to listen to it, she can. So, and you can even make things easy on your show by saying, you know, you probably have heard this before, but people will say things like, you know, if this episode resonated with you, if it made you think differently or something about, you know, similar to that, you can just say, share it with a friend who needs to hear it today. I'm thinking of Mel Robbins in my head right now. She's constantly saying, while all the ads are going, share this with a friend, something like that. But people trust people. And when your podcast becomes part of that trust and that referral network, they're going to listen. You usually listen to things that your friends share. That's what I want you to take away from this episode. Visibility does not mean you have to be everywhere. You do not have to be constantly posting on social media if you do not want to. You need to just get discovered in ways that they fit into your business. And even like with me, it's like, if it doesn't fit into my energy or in the way I want to be running my business right now, I'm not going to do it. So your podcast can be your visibility marketing engine. I'm going to speak that, and I'm going to even start speaking it more going into 2026. I'm all in on podcasting. And when you have the right strategy behind it, you can build the trust, you can attract the clients, you can grow your brand while you take a step back. And that's exactly what I want to help you do. And I want to help my clients do inside of my programs. I want to turn their podcast, your podcast, into your most consistent and effective visibility tool, one that's not going to burn you out and one that you actually enjoy. I want you to enjoy what you do. And if you don't enjoy doing something, I want you to take a step back and think, well, first of all, why? And then if it's not serving you, why are you doing it? You don't have to. You don't have to. There are so many other ways out there. So just remember, you don't have to be everywhere. You just need to have that strategy that just keeps you going in motion, your message in motion, and your podcast can do that for you. It can build visibility. It can build your authority. It can build your trust, all of the things all at one time. And when you treat it as your foundation and not just like, oh, that's another thing I have to do, I promise it will work for you. So until then, keep creating those podcast episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your clients. And I will see you next week, friend. Wait, don't leave yet. Before you go on to the next episode, I want to share something with you. If you listen to this episode right now and you're thinking, I know my podcast is good, it's just not bringing me clients and sales, we need to build a strategy that does this. You're not just needing to create more content. That's why I created my Profitable Podcast VIP Day. In one day, we will build your client funnel, go over your offers, and then I will do my magic behind the scenes to give you a strategic podcast profit blueprint, which will include everything you need to build out a profitable podcast. This will include a full audit of your podcast to offer funnel map, 12 strategic episodes with call to actions to your offers, a visibility and repurposing plan built for where you want to show up. This is all customized to you and your offers and your goals. If you want a podcast to bring leads and clients consistently, not just the downloads, apply now at allisonnitch.com/VIP or click the link in the description.